Thanks for tuning in for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, online kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln, plus an update on the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Program. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchik. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit.
Welcome to our first installment of the Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats 2017-18 season. We're pleased to be joined now by Andy Nemchik, head coach of the Trojans on KD Country 94. Coach, you have quite a bit coming back from last season, a pretty steady season that you had a year ago, and you have a state champion in Blaine Harris at 113 a year ago that'll be back for you, as well as other state qualifiers, Caden Emmett, Chance Sweat, and Blaine Burks. You've had a chance to see the guys in the room as you get set for this season. What's standing out with some of those returning state qualifiers and some other guys that are in the room?
Well, I'm very excited about this season. As you were saying, we've got those four individuals back, and with Blaine Harris being our returning state champion, and it's always special to have someone like that coming back in the room. We have seven seniors in the room this year, and a few juniors and a few sophomores, and six or seven freshmen this year. So 19 kids in the room every day, and very pleased with the way things have been working. The boys have been working hard, and we're pretty excited about stepping on the mat here this Friday against Plainville and Phillipsburg, and then Saturday we'll take some of those young JV kids to Salina South to a tournament. So we're excited to kick off the season, and I'm really excited about this team. Very good leadership and really great work ethic, and the kids all get along together, and it's really shaping up to be a fun and exciting season for us.
Yeah, I know that football maybe didn't go as well as they might have wanted it to, but it did give you this full time to get prepared. How much of a difference does that make when you can get those guys in the room right away and have a lot of time to prepare?
Yeah, I think it makes a big difference. And, you know, certainly we would have liked to have had those kids playing deep into the playoffs, and that's, you know, we've done that in years past, and that's great. But sometimes when our football team didn't make it into the playoffs this year, and they had a two-week rest, and they come into that winter sports season hungry and rested and healed up a little bit from any injuries that they had during football, and I think it really pays off, and our kids really did come in, and were excited to step on the mat, and they had some rest in between.
We're talking with Andy Nemchik, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over those duels and talk a little bit more about the first competition coming up this weekend.
Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit is your local TempStar dealer. Watson Sun offers high-efficiency furnaces to increase your comfort while cutting those energy costs. And to have your existing system serviced, just call Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 738-5529. That's 738-5529. Or stop in at 721 North Mill Street in Beloit. That's Watson Sun, your local TempStar dealer in Beloit.
And back with Andy Nemchik here on our Locker Room Chats, head coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team. Coach, as you alluded to in the first segment, you'll start out competition coming up on Friday with Phillipsburg and Plainville in dual action, and that'll be in Plainville. When you look at those two teams, what's standing out about the groups that they have here this season and the competition that you'll see there?
Well, as you know, both of those teams went deep into the playoffs, and so it's a situation where they're not going to be, not some of those wrestlers, of course, are not going to have as much practice as we did. So, but both those teams are traditionally strong teams, and their coaches will have those kids ready. And you know, we look forward to a great duel with both those teams on Friday. Action starts at 5:00, and we lead off with Plainville, and then we wrestle Phillipsburg second in that double duel.
And then on Saturday, you mentioned the JV tournament south there in Salina. That's always a pretty good tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really good tournament. There's at least 10 or 12 teams, just quite an array of teams, some Wichita teams, and just quite an array of different kids that we don't normally see. And we'll bring our inexperienced kids, our freshmen. Most of our freshmen will go, and they will get a good taste of of what high school wrestling is all about and get some matches in. Many times our kids get put into round robins, and they get three, four, five matches in, and that's exactly what we're looking for, is to get some competition in against kids their own ability.
And your first time out there on the mats, what do you focus on as a coach and trying to get the kids to understand?
Well, certainly, just like any sport, that first time out is a learning experience for both the kids and the coaches, because you come away from that first competition knowing exactly what we need to focus on and work on. And, you know, we're just looking for our kids to be aggressive, and we talk about that all the time, be aggressive, and on our feet especially, we talk about all the time. We want to dominate our opponents on our feet. We want to get the first takedown in the match and go from there. And we feel that's a huge advantage if you can get that first takedown and go from there. So that's what we focus on. We look forward to, and we certainly can figure out what we need to work on after those kids come off the mat.
Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, well, thank you for the time. We'll look forward to talking Trojan Wrestling all season, and best of luck as you open out the season this weekend.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit.
Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit is your local Tempstar dealer. Watson Sun offers high-efficiency furnaces to increase your comfort while cutting those energy costs. And to have your existing system serviced, just call Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 738-5529. That's 738-5529. Or stop in at 721 North Mill Street in Beloit. That's Watson Sun, your local Tempstar dealer in Beloit.
It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
Welcome to our locker room chats with the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling coach, Nate Brown, here on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Coach, thanks for taking some time. We'll look forward to talking Bulldog Wrestling with you all season. First of all, how are practices going for this group so far, as you've had about a week and a half here, a couple weeks getting going with the practices in the room? How's everything going so far?
Yep, they're like I say, they're going. So we didn't know how football was going to end up, and actually boys got them playing the Friday before we could start. So we did start that Monday. We take it easy a little bit, and they're still with the guys that played football. They're a little beat up yet, but we got on the mat and getting some, you know, just some basic stuff down right now, and just trying to get back into a little bit of wrestling shape. So we'll go from there. Like I say, it's been going well, I guess. We took a couple days off over Thanksgiving break and let the guys kind of relax and enjoy their families. But we're getting ready to get in the meat of the season here pretty quick. So,
kind of looking at who you've got back here this year, a couple guys that have made it to the state tournament and one that's placed in Spencer Heist. Roxton Brown's been there before. You know, Byron Roney, a veteran on your team as a senior, has done a lot of nice things for you over the past few seasons. What are you expecting from them guys this year as far as not only on the mat, but maybe some leadership in your room as well?
All right, yeah, we got four seniors there this year, and three of them, like you just mentioned. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to good things. And biggest thing is, I told them, you know, you got to enjoy this season. This is going to be, you know, probably it, you know, unless you decide to do some kind of college wrestling. But, you know, enjoy it, make the most out of it, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, put the work in this year and you know, just get after it. And, like I say, enjoy this last go-around and just see what you can do. Obviously, you know, the state tournament's, everybody's goal. And when you're a senior, you know, that's it, so...
And then kind of looking at what else you've got here this year, you mentioned another senior in Ash Cameron and a couple younger guys, and a sophomore, Damian Rothenberger, and then Spencer's younger brother, Tyler Heiss, will be joining you as a freshman as well. What do they bring to the table this season?
Yep, and obviously they're gonna kind of work their way into it. Tyler being a freshman, mm-hmm. It's always tough, and we're not sure exactly where him and Spencer are going to land. They weigh about the same, so, you know, Tyler about a midway, 152 pounds or so. That's not an easy weight just to jump in as a freshman and keep going. But, you know, he's going to work hard and have some little bit of wrestling knowledge in the back. So that's good to have. Ash is learning. This is his second year out for wrestling, so it's good to have him out. I mean, the numbers are always good and good wrestling partners, and Damien's kind of the same boat, wrestled a little bit in junior high, and then this is his second year out. So we're not sure on Damien if he'll wrestle varsity or not. Just kind of depends on where him and Roxton kind of shake out too, and if one of them want to move up to 95 or how that's going to work out. But no, it's good. I'd say that I'm a little nervous about years to come, but for this year we got to enjoy what we have.
Talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. When we come back, we'll go over the first matchup or matches this weekend, the Osborne Invitational coming up on Saturday. We'll talk about it on Katy Country 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rushart Corporation, SNS Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, we'll get things going here this weekend, the Osborne Invitational. Always a nice start to your season to kind of gauge where you're at early on. What do you think about this year's Invitational and some of the teams that you'll be seeing here this weekend?
Yeah, it's historically, it's been a pretty tough tournament. Now, but this year with Smith Center, obviously just finishing playing last Saturday, I don't know what they're going to bring to the tournament or not. If they bring everybody, and obviously they're not haven't been wrestling practice wise, but they're athletes, they're going to come and do well. So, like I said, I'm not sure what all they're bringing, but they bring their full team. Brock's got a good team up there this year, and a lot of seniors, we've been seeing all along. So, Solisburg's another team. They just got done a week ago, and I'm not sure if those guys. And when that football season gets that long, it does. It does take some toll on the body. So we'll see what, obviously Smith Center and Phillipsburg kind of powerhouse in wrestling, and Russell's coming up. They've always had a good team. Lions will be here, and they're always tough. Hill City's got some kids coming up again. Red Cloud, Nebraska comes down. Minneapolis, that's got more kids that have done well at state tournament and things. So it's a good market to see where you're going to start the season for sure. And I look forward to it, and for me, I'm glad to get it done and out of the way as far as that goes. So, we look forward to this tournament, and it's going to be a good one, I think.
Just real quick, what are some of the things you focus on as a coach here in the first matches of the year?
Probably right now, just getting back into the groove and just going through some, just basic moves is what, going back through and put them in muscle memory, and, right now probably a little bit of conditioning as far as wrestling conditioning. It's different than, Tyler ran cross country, and it's a little bit different. That's going to help some, but wrestling, you're using all of your muscles at once, and we tried to do some 1 minute goes the other day, and just kind of get into the groove of flow. Chain wrestling, got to get one move to another move to another move, and it takes a little while to get back into the groove of that right now, and that's what I'm kind of finding. And like I say, there, Spencer had a little bit of a wrist, I don't know if you call it a sprain or something, that, he's kind of battling that a little bit. Roxton said his shoulder still kind of hurt a little bit. So, it's just some bumps and bruises. We're just not going full at it, but just, again, getting some rolling around and just kind of get the basics back in your muscle memory and get going again.
It's Nate Brown. He's the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, thanks for the time here this week. Again, we're looking forward to talking Bulldog wrestling with you this year, and best of luck as you open out the season at home on Friday, or Saturday, actually.
Thank you, Dusty. Appreciate that.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our wrestling locker room chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com, joined by Brock Hutchison, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team, as we get set for the winter sports season. Coach, I know you haven't had a lot of time here to get yourself ready. That's a definitely a good thing on the side of the fact that you won a state championship in football and got that title for the first time since 2008. But now you quickly shift gears and competition already coming up this weekend that we'll talk about. But with Smith Center wrestling, as you get ready for the year, What do you expect here, especially in this week leading up to this first competition?
Well, Dusty, we got. I believe that we'll have a strong nucleus back. We'll have a strong core to our team. I've learned today that we're going to have a few kids that are going to come out that were. I thought maybe we're going to be basketball players, but they're going to come out and join the team this year as well, and could make a significant difference for us. There's several of them that are great athletes, and they'll just be freshmen. But we've got, we'll have a strong core. When you're successful in one sport, it usually leads to the other ones. And so I'm looking forward to this year, and we'll get the ball rolling here probably on Wednesday.
So when you look at your team coming back with a team that you finished fourth at state last year in 3-2-1A, you will lose three state qualifiers from a season ago that were seniors in David Heilman, Chase Ryan, and Caden Meitler, but it looks like you've got four back this year that qualified for state last year, including Colton Shoemaker, Colton Hutchinson, Dalton Kuhn, and Avery Hawkins, and Hutchinson there's finished second place for you last year at 145. But when you look at those guys, you talked in that first part about the nucleus that's back. How much do they mean to this team, and how much are you going to rely on them for leadership this year?
Well, that's just what I was thinking. They're going to have to be strong leaders. I'm sure those three seniors that you did mention, minus Colton Shoemaker, he'd just be a sophomore. But, those three seniors, and then we'll have a few others that, that just have to step up. We did lose Caden Meitler and Chase Ryan and David Heilman. Caden was a two-time state placer for us, and Chase finally got podiumed last year. And then, David Heilman, state champ, state runner-up, four-time state placer. David had some shoulder problems last year, so hopefully we can keep everybody healthy this year. But when you lose those three guys, you got some big shoes to fill. But I feel confident. I feel good about what we're going to have, I think, I don't even know if my own son's going out. we just got to go, and I guess I'll learn better tonight what's going on. But, these guys need a break, but they're not going to get much of one. So, and that's good. It keeps them out of trouble anyway. So. Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up on the horizon to start the season this weekend on Katy Country 94.
Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, wants you to attend their upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts all year. Take advantage of special discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events.
Back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, still with Smith Center Wrestling Coach Brock Hutchinson. Coach, competitions will start this weekend for your team at the Osborne Invitational on Saturday. As you kind of look at this, I don't know what your plan is or what are you expecting to see this weekend with your group. I know that a lot of times when football runs out deep into the season, you kind of give some of the guys a break, but what are your thoughts on what's coming up here this weekend for your squad?
Well, when we were going through that run in football, I had a lot more points scheduled for wrestling, and now I don't have that many points, so our guys are just going to have to be ready to go. If they're healthy enough to wrestle, they're going to wrestle. We're just going to probably wrestle basically the weights that they're at. There might be a few kids that will, take off 2 pounds in a matter of a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practice, and then we'll wrestle them there. But, expectations-wise, we want to be good. Yeah, we don't want to just go and lose. We're not going to be in wrestling shape, but we are in shape. We're the type of football team that does everything up until the last go. So we'll be in shape that way. We just won't be in wrestling shape. I don't worry about that so much. What I worry about maybe is the last period, when you're not in wrestling shape and you just physically cannot go anymore. And then dropping a match, to somebody that maybe you shouldn't have dropped a match to, but it's really no big deal. I'm going to tell our kids, we're going to strap up the wrestling shoes and we're going to go get on the mat, basically, and compete.
What's the competition normally like there at Osborne for you? What are you expecting this year?
You know, I haven't even looked at the teams that are going, but normally Russell's got a few great kids. You know, Lions has always got a few great kids. Osborne, I think, is going to have some talent out this year again. Obviously, Phillipsburg, who is, you know, they're a top 10, 3-2-1A team, always in the state tournament. You know, they're going to have some kids. Besides that, I don't know, Red Cloud, Blue Hill, I don't know much about those guys. I'm forgetting probably some other teams, but those are just some teams. Oh, Minneapolis, they always got a few good good guys. And we'll just, you know, we're just going to have to step on the mat and battle.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, thanks for the time this week. We'll look forward to talking Redmond wrestling with you all season, and best of luck as you open out the season this Saturday.
Appreciate it, Dusty.
Our Smith Center wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
Now is the time to stock up and save at your local Landmark Implement. Now through December 31st, take advantage of the NetWrap and CoverEdge Best Buy Order Program with no payment, no interest payment programs, mail-in rebates, and quality discounts. Find your NetWrap and CoverEdge needs at a great price at Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer. Visit us online at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference. We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard wrestling head coach Nate Nas. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
And welcome back into Locker Room Chats. We're now with Nate Nas, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. Coach, back here in Lincoln now for your next go-around, I guess you could say. Just kind of looking at what the team looks like here early on. Had a few that maybe didn't come out that you might have wanted out, but you do have 8 of them on the roster here this year. What are your thoughts on how practices have gone so far early for the Lincoln Leopards?
Well, thanks for having me on, Dusty. We spend time thinking about the kids that are in the room. Honestly, we always want more. If I had 100 kids out, I'd probably want 200. But we really do focus on the ones that show up and walk through the door every day. And we are really blessed with a great group of kids this year. We've got some injuries here to start. Some kids that have been on the mat are very limited in time here. So I don't think we're the team right now that we're going to be, maybe after Christmas break, but our kids are just coming in and they're taking the coaching. You know, you mentioned I'm back here for my second stint, had 2 years away up at Beloit, and so I've coached all these kids, or most of these kids, and, you know, so there's a relationship there, but I haven't coached them in 2 years, so we're kind of just going slow, putting the system back in. Not that Coach Gardner and Coach Knapp changed much, but, you know, it is. You know, I've adapted and changed, you know, and grown as a coach. And so I'm just trying to make those little tweaks to our program and give our kids the best coaching that they need. We're pretty young. Got a lot of youth. We've got the one senior, Jonathan Ehring, who is in the middle of taking his captain's course and, you know, doing his leadership training before we are able to put him in as our captain and team leader. But you know, even without that title, he's stepped up and he's serving the team and just really doing a good job of finding things that need to be done and doing those. And, you know, servant leadership is one of our core values, and so it's just really neat to see him live that and put it into play with this team. You know, the kids are good. We've got our two wrestlers coming over from Sylvan Lucas High School. We haven't had anybody come over since 2014 when Fritz Berger won the state title. And so it's nice to renew that cooperative agreement with, you know, our neighbors here in the county over there at Sylvan Lucas High. So, you know, we're excited about the potential for growth. Don't really know where we're going to be come February, but that's kind of the fun of it. We get to go in the room every day and work and just get to see these kids grow, and hopefully they will achieve most, if not all, of their goals by the end of the year.
We're talking with Nate Nas, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the first competition coming up this weekend for Lincoln here on Katy Country 94 on Locker Room Chats.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Nate Noss, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. Coach, coming up this weekend, you'll open out the season with the Schmeidler Invitational at home. Just kind of go through what you're expecting from maybe the competition that you're seeing this weekend here in this home meet.
You know, we're always excited to host this meet, named after Coach Darrell Schmeidler. You know, started the program back in 75 and led it for 30 years, had great success, and so it's always fun to be able to honor him and his family by hosting this tournament. Going to look a little bit different this year. Stafford has gotten out. They, you know, with the budget and everything, looking at some different things, I believe they're going to Pratt, you know, which is only 20 minutes away from them. So we do have Dodge City's second squad coming in. You know, year in and year out, a lot of those kids have been in the varsity lineup for Coach Luters, and they have sent state placers that haven't been able to crack the lineup year two. So I know some people think, oh, it's their second team or their JV, but they're definitely a quality level of wrestling to come into our tournament. You know, Onega, Republic County, Southeast of Saline, St. John's Military, and El Saline round out the tournament. And, you know, each one of those programs have had some very high-level wrestlers. You know, it's just kind of the way things have been in rural America. You know, sometimes rosters fluctuate. You can go from having 24 kids out one year to, you know, 10 the next. So it'll be really interesting to kind of see, as the entries start coming in later this week, what the tournament's going to look like as far as numbers and what the brackets are going to look like. We typically run a round robin with five matches for all the kids, because we really view it as a preseason tournament, and it's all about mat time at that point. So we just really want to maximize the five matches that the NFHS allows during a day. So we try and allow for exhibition. We really want this to be kind of whatever teams want it to be for their opening weekend out. So we're very accommodating with the teams, and we allow for a lot of different things to take place. So we're excited to get things going and see where we're at, so we can step back in the room and get back to work on getting better. Because, you know, competitions are just little quizzes at this point in the year. It's, you know, you go through and you can evaluate, and the true work actually happens Monday through Friday in the practice room while we are, you know, putting in technique and working on our conditioning and just really, really looking to grow the athletes and grow their love for the sport. So it'll be exciting to see where we kind of stack up to start this early season.
Nate Noss, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. Coach, we're looking forward to talking with you again this year, and best of luck as you open out the season coming up Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Dusty. I look forward to it.
Our Lincoln Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.